Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 267. Let us continue with the discussion on the biological special program of the mouth and pharynx surface mucosa. We are now considering the special topic of mouth surface mucosa. We now know that the biological conflict of the mouth surface mucosa is a type of separation conflict because it is an organ of ectodermal origin. Also, please understand that the biological special program of the mouth surface mucosa follows gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern with hypersensitivity during the conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis and hyposensitivity during healing phase. The characteristic tissue change during the conflict active phase of the mouth surface mucosa is ulceration of the epithelial mucous membrane of the mouth to the degree and duration of the conflict and subjectivity of the person. The biological purpose of the cell loss is to widen the oral cavity in order to take in the food or to get separated from the food more easily. If the conflict is very intense, there may develop ulcers in the mouth called aphthous ulcers. On the tongue, this causes burning of the tongue. Whether the conflict should affect one's right or left half of the mouth is determined by the biological handedness of a person and whether the conflict is related to his mother, child or partner. On the other hand, if the conflict is a localized one, that particular area of the mouth that is associated with the oral distress will be affected. In mouth submucosa, such ulcers are known as canker sores. During the first part of the healing or PCLA phase, the tissue loss is replenished by cell proliferation. This process will cause swelling, blisters filled with water, redness, etc. as healing symptoms. Sometimes there may be bleeding also. Food-related conflicts can occur during an episode of fever, and one such symptom is the raspberry tongue of scarlet fever. If such water-filled blisters are occurring on the lips, they are called as cold sores or herpes, like this herpes of the epidermis of the skin with a similar separation conflict. If the person is right-handed and if the cold sores occur only on the left half of the lips, it means the conflict was mother-child related, and if on the right side, then the conflict was partner related. If a right-handed teenage girl who is caught lip-lock kissing by her mother, she may develop herpes on the left half of the lips. If the mouth surface mucosa covering the gums is in healing, gingivitis can occur. The degeneration of the periodontal structure is called periodontosis. When the healing of periodontosis happens, there can have gingivitis. With inflammation, that condition is called periodontitis. Dental plaques are not the causes of gum diseases. While brushing or flossing, the gums that are inflamed can bleed easily. There can have bleeding from the gums in the jawbones programs during the conflict active phase, where there is decalcification of jawbones, visibility of the neck of the teeth, receding of the gums, loosening and instability of the teeth, and even falling of the teeth. Gum abscesses are happening during the healing phase of the submucosa of the mouth. They have to be differentiated from any affection of the surface mucosa like aphthous ulcers. Therefore, the conflict of the submucosa of the mouth, not being able to catch a morsel or not being able to eliminate a morsel, should be considered respectively in the right and left half of the mouth submucosa. If the healing phase is too intense and if there is large swelling in the healing area in the mouth, it is usually diagnosed by conventional medicine as oral cancer, even if it is in the surface mucosa of the mouth. Usually, oral cancers are diagnosed during the CA phase of the SBS of the mouth submucosa when there is a large growth. If the salivary glands are involved, the tumors are considered as glandular tumors. As explained many a time in the earlier lessons, according to GNM, there are no cancer cells, only replenishing cells. These new cells cannot be called as cancer cells. When there are huge swellings in the mouth surface mucosa, it indicates that the conflict is resolved and that the patient is in the healing phase. If there is an additional syndrome, there will be additional water retention and increased size of the swelling. In any case, the knowledge of GNM removes the fear of diseases from the mind of the so-called patient if he knows GNM or if his doctor knows GNM and reassures him. Therefore, my continuous reminder to learn every lesson that reaches you through my global GNM health tips is always with you. Please do not show negligence to learn them and share them for the benefit of the humanity. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.